In 2013, Dr. Erwin Lutzer wrote an incredibly insightful and provocative book by this title, The Cross in the Shadow of the Crescent, An Informed Response to Islam's War with Christianity. And he wrote with a burden to awaken our churches in America to the reality of what's around us and share what can be done to prepare for the terrible storm that's ultimately coming our way. It was a clarion call for the church to awaken. And I want to highly recommend that book to you. Friends, if I could word it this way, if the levees had held when Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast, the ferocious response and the horrific response of that storm when it hit New Orleans in 2005 might not have been as catastrophic as it turned out to be. But when the levees gave way, there was nothing that could be done to contain the damaging flood. And friends, it's only the church of Jesus Christ, the true church, that can hold back the storm that even now looms on the horizon. But if the church is oblivious to the threat that now exists, as well as to the one that's coming, then the spiritual and national catastrophe that will result will be no less horrific than what took place in a physical sense after Hurricane Katrina came ashore. So, Sam, I want to ask you a couple of questions. In your opinion, watching the American church, traveling and speaking as I do in churches across the United States of America, to what level, in your opinion, is the evangelical church even aware of the threat that Islam poses to both our nation and to the church?
Dave, I think in reality, the best way to describe it is that the church is asleep. I think the church has on visors. They have colored glasses on through which they are looking at the world, at the culture, and specifically at the matter of Islam. And they do not know, they are not aware of the competition, put it that way, or the antithesis to the gospel of Jesus Christ that the ideology of Islam poses. They don't recognize it as an ideology. They don't recognize it as a political system. They don't recognize it as anything, I don't believe, other than any other quote-unquote religion that is granted freedom under our First Amendment that is just a little bit different, but in the end, non-competitive. They're not looking at it as in any way an enemy of Christianity, knowing the history or anything. So, Dave, long answer to your question, but the church is just absolutely not awake on this issue, in my opinion.